Welcome everyone to Census Pod, Census Cultural's recent podcast program. Today we have with us Tata Monfarid, the founder and CEO of Census Cultural. Tata has dedicated her life to building bridges across countries and cultures. In recent years, Tata has taken up a new cause. Tata has dedicated her time and career to building awareness about autism and other neurodevelopmental disorders. Thank you, Tata, for joining our program today. Tell us about your organization, Census Cultural.
Hello, and thanks for the opportunity to allow me to talk about my organization, Census Cultural. I launched Census Cultural in May 2012. To promote research, education, and cultural and health program exchanges on the science of autism and neurodevelopmental disorders. We achieve these goals through local and international activities, through frequent educational exchange opportunities, speaker events, community gatherings, and professional workshops and conferences. We also have an active nonprofit and academic support mission to build institutional networks. Finally, Census Cultural is a frequent sponsor of community events as well as national and international art programs.
That's great. Thank you. What about your background led you to decide to launch this important organization that has such an interesting mission?
My mission to be a lifetime advocate of social and cultural causes with a focus on critical health and environmental issues. Since emigrating to the United States in 1997, I've combined my own rich Iranian cultural heritage and understanding of these issues with a global perspective by working with local and international universities to publish, organize and gather speakers and professionals who are able to link these causes with Middle Eastern culture in a specific and in broader terms with a diverse group of communities worldwide.
Can you please give us an example of some of the early projects that you took on that make you proud?
Of course. In 2006 to 2008, before Census Cultural came into existence, I launched the Census magazine, a publication that featured elegant art with lifestyle reviews and contents. We are working to publish the magazine in the near future to make sure that it focuses on socially conscious issues related to health and women. The magazine will aim to feature interviews with and summaries of works by some great minds in the field who also have a big heart to dedicate their careers to some of our causes.
And is this what led to your decision to launch an organization called Census Cultural?
Yes. Eventually, Census Cultural was launched as an educational and charitable NGO. It was a logical extension of my charitable work in previous years. As a 501c3 nonprofit organization, Census Cultural is well positioned to recruit partners to support, to lead my vision for peace through cultural exchanges in the fields of health and the art. So we offer opportunities to collaborate with other groups, sponsor events, and host and promote projects that meet shared goals. I believe that it's only by working together that we can really encourage activities that build cross-cultural understanding and tolerance, particularly on sensitive health-related issues.
What are some of the important projects and workshops that you've led to raise awareness about autism and neurodevelopmental disorders?
Our projects generally aim to raise understanding about the important social and educational issues that impact autism and neurodevelopmental disorders. Recently, Census Cultural decided to be an active co-sponsor of an international event, the Stem Cell and Gene Therapy Conference on Autism and Neurodevelopmental Disorders, which will be held at the UC Davis Mind Institute on September 25th and 26th of 2020. You can get information about the conference from our website. We had a long partnership with UC Davis. For example, in August 2018, Census Cultural hosted an autism awareness workshop at the Mind Institute to promote research and program on understanding and the prevention, care, and cures of neurodevelopmental disorder such as autism. In December 2018, Census Cultural and its partner organizations made history by bringing a team of neurodevelopmental scientists and experts to Iran for a series of events in Tehran and Isfahan, including conferences, meetings at local research institute, a visit to early intervention center, a teacher training workshop on autism, and informal consultations with parents. Almost 2 years went into planning the visit. Since then, we have had a handful of other important conferences and a speaker series in various California universities at SOAS London, details of which are all available on our website. We also have a strong art program. The Art for Autism is the title of an exhibition held for the second consecutive year on December 2017 at Gallery North of Iran at the Niabaran Cultural Center located in Tehran, Iran. The first exhibition was held on May 2016 at the same location. The participant in this event included a large group of pioneer artists and famous young experts in the visual art. The occasion drew the attention of a lot of people and the media. Specifically, the exhibition presented the work of artists who have the cultural and altruistic view of charity organization and whose mission is to help enhance and expand the scientific knowledge about autism. I urge you to review our film and the exhibitions on our website. Also, Census Cultural has developed other educational projects to connect with our community and friends. These include the launch of a scholarship fund for neurodevelopmental professionals in collaboration with the UC Davis Mind Institute to support the efforts of medical professionals and students in the field and other professionals working on developing neurodevelopmental intervention skills. The fund covers costs associated with the training, including travel and living expenses. In addition, we have a few workshops and important conferences that we are working on, including a Census Academy of Health workshop to better communicate with parents and health professionals. The Census Cultural Academy of Health provide culturally appropriate information and guidance, for example, to Middle Eastern parents, caregivers, and professionals working with children who have a special developmental needs. More recently, with the help of our professional team, we launched Census Pod, our podcast project to expand relationship with professionals and experts in the field.
Thank you. And finally, what is your vision for the future?
This is, in fact, a very interesting questions. The goal and very existence of an organization, and especially a nonprofit entity, is based on its unique qualities. We hope as a young nonprofit that brings together the ideals manifested by top academics and professionals in our field, that we will build unique projects that help people and the community. We would like to invite other NGOs and institutions to partner with us to plan and lead international projects. We are blessed with a strong team of contributing professionals who put their trust in our determination and management. This allows me to look forward to inviting foundations and individuals to support our mission.
Thank you, Tata. This was a great interview. And to our listening audience, please make sure to join us for the next Census Pod coming soon.